Khalil said he expected to play and start on Sunday. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, we'll see. He's had a good couple of days. I'm real encouraged by it. I know he's encouraged by it. He looks good out there on the field, and so we'll continue with it.
How frustrating has this process been for him? He spoke briefly on that, but in terms of having to watch from far and not being able to be as involved.
Well, I know he's, you know, Ryan wants to be out on the field, and that's going to be very frustrating. And you know, and the thing that, you know, we tried to preach with him was just patience, and he'll know. And obviously, he feels pretty good right now, so we're excited about that.
Because of who he is and what he means, was that why you guys were kind of willing to not IR him and try?
Well, the hard part is finding a center more so than anything else. And for all the things that we do, we felt really good with the two we had, and so that was a huge plus. Having Taylor and having Tyler. And having Greg, those two guys are really smart football players. They're both developing young players that have futures in this league. And you felt comfortable and confident having them there, so you didn't feel there was a need. That we could be patient with this, and if things unfolded the right way for us, which they have so far, we would feel pretty comfortable about waiting for him.
How much lobbying has he been doing, trying to get out there?
A lot. But, you know, and, again, he's, you know, listening to what the trainers and doctors say is probably the most important thing. You know, going through the process of working with the strength conditioning coaches, he's been really diligent with that.
When you watch the tape of last year's game, what were a couple of the biggest issues dealing with their pressure?
Well, getting behind more so than anything else, and then being in a situation where you know they knew you had to throw the ball. That's probably the biggest thing. You've got to be in a position where they have to stay honest more so than anything else. Because if you don't, then you know. Any defense will do that. I mean, if they got a good lead or a comfortable lead, or they're in a situation where they know what you have to do, then it could be difficult.
What kind of a threat does Xavier Rhodes pose for a receiver or a group of receivers on offense?
Well, he's a terrific cover guy, physical cover guy. I think the thing that you have to do is you've got to win at the line of scrimmage against him. He's very competitive, works very hard at what he does, and he really is playing very well right now.
A couple guys in there were saying he's a very physical player. He's not afraid to tackle. He'll go after the running back if he has to. Have you seen that on film as well?
Yes, he is a physical player, and he does tackle well. For the most part, they all tackle well. They're a good tackling defense. I mean, very similar to what we try to do. I think it's, you know, this game's going to come down, I think, like I said yesterday, about field position.
Thomas was limited again today. Do you think he'll be in the rotation with David as well on Sunday?
Well, we'll see. You know, Thomas worked hard, did everything he was supposed to, did the reps that we had scheduled for him, and looked good out there. So we'll see how it is tomorrow and Saturday and right into game time.
You watch Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs on tape. What do you see out of those guys and the success that they're having this year after kind of going overlooked earlier in their career?
Well, I just think, you know, eventually what happens is guys develop, and both guys have developed, had good years last year. This year they've both have stepped to the forefront. I think big part of it is that they've had a lot of success as a team, you know, and when you're winning and people take notice, you know, they got a lot of storylines with their team. You know, the probably the most impressive one has been Case Keenum, you know, where he's come from and things that he's done. It's garnered a lot of attention because of that. Guys like Thielen and Diggs, they get attention as well, and then when they're playing well, you know, people do take notice. We've all taken notice of the football team. They're running the ball well, they're throwing it well. They're you know, the one of the best teams in the red zone. They're really good in third downs on both sides of the ball. So there's a lot to this game.
I asked you yesterday about that Monday night game, but I don't think I asked you about the potential proposal about adopting that college targeting rule. Would you be
well,
in favor?
That's a discussion for the off season. It really is. I mean, I know there's a lot of talk about it, but you know, we'll most certainly discuss it. Once we get into the offseason, you know, as far as the league is concerned.
What's your general reaction to how the whole quarterback situation in Minnesota has panned out?
Well, as an opponent, not happily. But for them, you know, it's good. I mean, it really is. It just shows you about guys that work hard and can you stick with it. I mean, they've got three really good quarterbacks right there right now. You know, unfortunately for them, Sam Bradford is on IR, but you know, they had an opportunity to get Teddy Bridgewater back, and Teddy's working himself back into good football shape. And then, you know, Case has really stepped up. I mean, they're in a good situation, good set of circumstances, and that's the thing that, you know, you have to understand this league. Teams that have franchise quarterbacks are the ones that are going to move forward a lot quicker than teams that don't. Teams that are still looking and searching or struggling. You know, and probably the biggest thing to that is just look at what's been going on with New England. I mean, they've got one of the elites, you know, and we all know he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, but look how steady they've been over that period of time. You know, it's about having an elite quarterback. It's about having a franchise, a guy that's going to be there for a period of time that's going to keep you in the conversation and get you into playoffs.
Do you have a rooting interest in tonight's game?
No, not necessarily. I mean, you know, we'll be working on the Saints, and you know, we'll be working on the Vikings, and we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Any similarities in your career trajectory as a coach with Coach Zimmer? Because he was he was very successful as a defensive coordinator, and you know, interviewed, finally got a shot.
Mike and I, we've talked a couple times prior to him getting a head coaching job, and we did talk, and you know, I told him, I said, "Hey, you're going to get one. It's just a matter of patience." I mean, and he did, and deservedly so. The guy's been a tremendous coach in this league. He's done a great job. Everywhere he's been, he's put a number one defense on the field as well. And you know, he did that in Dallas. He had a, you know, he goes to Atlanta, does a good job there, and then goes to Cincinnati, does a great job, and gets his chance. So he deserved to get the opportunity. And you know, Mike's one of those guys that I'm genuinely happy for. Really am, just because of who he is.
Mentioned yesterday that the Vikings have taken out a bit of his personality. Is that, and if you didn't say that, is that accurate?
Yeah, I think it's accurate. I mean, you know, Mike's a hard-charging, pressing guy. I mean, you go back and look at the history of what he's done, and like I said, Dallas was a great example. You know, he played a lot of man coverage, corners up, being physical, a lot of pressure, man pressures. So, you know, to say they've taken his personnel, yes, I'd say that's probably true.
Ron, what have you been encouraged by in terms of your defense this week as they look to bounce back from
season? Well, I think they've worked very hard. I think the emphasis has been, you know, about them, you know, with working with a sense of urgency. And I think that's probably one of the things that they've really focused in on. You see them, everybody hustling to the ball, everybody getting around the football. You know, one of the things that you want to do is, you know, as a tackling team, you want to take your best shot, but you want to take it on the leverage side, force that guy back into everybody else. And I think the players are very aware of that. I think the best part is that a lot of guys took it to heart that we didn't play our best last week as a defense. And I think that's one of the things that we have going for us, is that they really feel that they're much better than they showed. Some of them are a little disappointed, some are a little embarrassed. And sometimes that's a good thing going forward.
Good.
We're good? All right, cool. And just so you know, I wear 12 and a half on my left foot, 13 on my right.